اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Now we witness Fahd, the kings of other countries, spend regularly enormous sums of the people's wealth on publishing certain versions of the Holy Quran. That so-called king abuses the Quran and urges negligence, people and nations to side with the superpowers. Some kings, like Fahd, he uses the Noble Quran and Holy Quran to destroy both. We and our dedicated nation are proud that we adhere to a religion in which the Holy Quran speaks of unity of all Muslims and the oneness of mankind.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that perform the Friday congregational prayers as well as other prayers with splendor. The evil or shayateen are afraid of the prayer and mosque. In this part of his speech, obviously, he's mentioning a very important point. When we talk about shayateen or the evils, we're not just talking about the specific category or the kind of shayateen which are made of fire, as we know, like the Iblis or the Satan, when we refer to the shayateen, the plural form of Satan. The evils are not only this, but the enemies of Islam are also known as evils. The enemies who are spreading the Islamophobia in the world, the one who are against the Islam, the unity amongst the Muslims, and the one who are oppressing innocent people in Palestine, in Yemen, in different parts of the world. Basically, when Imam Khomeini is saying evil, he is referring to all of them who are the cause of injustice and oppression in the world, who are the cause of fear in the world.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Imam is saying that these satans, these evils, they are afraid of the prayer and the mosque. Why? Because they know that in the mosque, even if there are two people, they are the true believers. When a group of believers, when two or three believers or four or five or ten or even more than that, they gather together, they have a kind of power in them that these satans or these evils, they are afraid of them. Why? Because when they're united together, when they're praying in one mosque, when they're gathering in a mosque, they're standing in one line, regardless of their status, regardless of their color, regardless of their position, regardless of whether they have money or not. When they're standing in one line, they're showing that they're united. And this unity basically afraid the enemies, the evils. And that's why Imam has said that the evil are afraid of prayers and mosque.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every
night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.